Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President with the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining.
Chris, we're continuing our little discussion on increasing engagement, one of the real challenges most leaders have about bringing their teams to full engagement. This podcast titled Increasing Engagement, Establishing Boundaries. I love this topic, and I think as we're really leaders overlook the positive effect on employee engagement of being able to establish boundaries. Tell me what your thoughts are on boundaries when it comes to leadership.
I think boundaries are something that's extremely important to a leader, especially for yourself, but also your team. I think it's one of the things that, if you don't set properly, decrease the engagement level of your team. And so I thought, let's talk a little bit about how does a leader go about establishing boundaries for himself and even for the team. And so I know that Dr. Henry Cloud has written on boundaries, and there's two things that I took away from there that I think he mentions a lot of is what you pay attention to. And then the second thing he talks about what you inhibit, right? Or you hinder or you prevent. And in there, I think he uses an illustration of talking to some parents about their son and going through kind of a decision-making filter and what are the boundaries. And they didn't even realize that they didn't have boundaries. And so if you think about a fence kind of around the backyard is an illustration. Inside that fence is mine. Outside that fence is someone else. To bring this kind of even to life, one of the things that we talk about with our kids and leading our home and leading them is we talk about staying in your yard. And even when you're young, you tend to drift into other people's yards. And so I have an 18-year-old son and a 16-year-old daughter right now, and we'll be in a tense moment, a conversation with maybe my 18-year-old, and all of a sudden the 16-year-old's jumping in or the 18-year-old's jumping on something with 16. We're like, no, stay in your yard right here. That's not your yard. Mom and Dad will help you with your yard when it comes time. And so we began to set boundaries. And I think it's extremely important that for yourself in what you do on a daily basis for the organization, but also your team, that you have proper boundaries set.
Yes. Well, Dr. Cloud's work, he started with just boundaries was the title, but then he went into boundaries for leaders, and it really got my attention when he said, like you said, what is a boundary? What you pay attention to, things pay attention to and don't pay attention to or inhibit. But he made a comment that said, what's going on for you today? If it's great and you're hitting home runs every time, or if you're struggling, it's because of two things: what you created and what you allow. I said, what I've created and what I allow to be. And so I mentioned, as I read the title, about boundaries and increasing engagement. I was wondering how you see, what is it about boundaries, establishing boundaries, understanding boundaries, that what does that have to do with the increasing engagement of my team?
Well, it goes back to the kind of the fence illustration. We talk about, man, if you don't have a structure, you don't have guardrails, you don't have that fence, it's kind of like wide open. Everything is in play, whether it's other leaders in the organization coming to your team members and they don't have boundaries, whether it's you helping other cross-functional different things at different times you're not supposed to be. All these different things are going to happen if you don't necessarily have kind of a fence or boundaries, and everything becomes into play. And so I think what we got to do is we got to make sure, it's funny because I'm stating this, and we have a struggle at the John Maxwell Company doing this, but you got to help your team and your priorities make sure you stay focused to them. John is an opportunity guy that likes to add value to everybody. And sometimes we get off of that, and right, it becomes wide open, and it becomes we don't necessarily have the right boundaries to stay focused. And so in order to do that, you got to have repetitive communication and create clarity for your team on what they need to be focused on and what you need to be focused on. The other thing is, we got to help them with their priorities. They have to understand what they need to be focused on. Are they focused on the right things? Another illustration talking about fences, I heard someone share one time, you may know where this came from. They said, hey, it's better to build a fence around the back of your yard at the top of a hill than a hospital at the bottom of the hill. And I thought, wow, that's true, right? As a team, I want to make sure that I'm giving them room to innovate, to ideas, to empower and all stuff. But at the same point in time, I'm giving them those boundaries so that we are not all at the hospital down at the bottom of that hill, right, in the ER room.
Your words of focus and priorities really resonate with me as a leader. I think that my teams that have worked for me many times are, I'll go and say, what are your top priorities? What are your three most importants today and your one must? What has to get done? And I'm terrified sometimes, but the answers I get are all over the place. There doesn't seem to be any clarity on what's in the boundary, what's outside, what's in play and what's out of play. It's like everything's important, then nothing's important. So my job is really to help with that. We talked in a previous podcast about vision. Where are we going? But I also have to be, what are the daily disciplines that have to happen? What do we need to do today to get that done? What's in play for us and for your role to get to that key performance indicator, to that goal? What do I need to be doing? And for me, it came down to, I found that people on my team, I'd love to know what you think about this. I don't think they thought that if a request came from someplace else, go back to your analogy, I'm in my backyard and my neighbor's yelling over the fence, come work in my yard. They're not allowed to say no. They're not allowed to say, I'm sorry, I'm focused on my yard. Now, do I want to help my neighbor? Sure I do. Do I want to be a good neighbor? Absolutely. But if my neighbor's yard looks better than mine, my wife is going to have a problem with that.
That's right.
So that often happens in the workplaces, that a lot of other things are getting done, but your things are not getting done, or we're not moving quickly or in the direction we need to be going. But saying no, I thought boundaries really helped me to say, what do I say yes to and what do I say no to?
Your wife's like, man, that yard looks great over there. Look at that. And you're like, what about our yard?
Yeah,
we've had those conversations. I'm not a yard guy. Just ask my wife. I think you need to realize that when you say yes to something that maybe is outside your boundary, outside your priority, you're saying no to something else. And you got to make sure that what you're saying yes to is aligned with the priorities of specifically your department, your organization, your top two or three objectives. Now, I also think timing comes in here, too, because I think there are times mm-hmm. in the organization and a person's life where we do want to help somebody else with their yard, and we can. But at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we are creating clarity for our team and giving them permission, to your point, to be able to say no. Because when they say no to something that's outside their yard, they're able to say yes to your yard.
Yeah, and it's... I think I really should make sure everybody heard that. It sounds so simple when you said it, but it's profound in that the simple question asking, or somebody asks me to do something, invites me to do something. And by the way, people don't invite me to do bad things. These are always good things.
Yeah, that's
it would be so easy if I said, no, that's illegal. I have to say no. It's not. They're good things that I could be doing. So when they ask me, the immediate question I should ask myself is, if I say yes to that, what am I saying no to? Specifically, what will I be saying no
to? That's right. Ask yourself that question.
Yeah, by being in this studio today with you, I said yes. What have I said no to? Because
right.
this time is no longer available for that. It came up very clear. My neighbor asked me to help move some furniture on Saturday morning. I want to be a good neighbor. I'm big. I'm strong. I can move furniture. I probably might need some help down the line. I want to, have somebody that can help
right.
me. So I say yes, and my wife will say, I thought you were having breakfast with your son. And I know it's just my son when it's like this.
when you're in trouble.
Yeah. And I said, but he'll understand. I can maybe do a late breakfast or an early lunch with him. And she goes, isn't that the way it always is?
Mm.
I went, oh, my goodness. Mm. Is that the way it always is? Yes, I say yes to too many things. So now I say, no, I can't. Or I don't say no well, but no but. No, I can't move furniture this morning, but I could do this. Would that be okay? And they say, oh, absolutely. That'd be great. Can you come by this afternoon? Yeah, the Bulldogs are playing, but I'll get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I say yes to moving your furniture. I say yes to missing the Bulldog. So it's a great point about by saying yes to one thing and that clarity that it provides me on and my team by putting the fences up in my personal life, in my professional life, to make sure I'm focused and doing priorities on the right things.
So remember, we're talking about increasing engagement. Right. And so when you talk about these boundaries and increasing engagement, a couple of things John says here that's so important about connecting to your people, how clarity connects to your people. Remember, connection is what's going to drive engagement with your people. And so he says in here, he says, hey, listen, if we want to get results and we want to drive and connect with our people, here are a couple of things that clarity will help you with. The first one is it's going to help your team prioritize, to your point. If you as a leader with your goals, your priorities, and your team, if you communicate that in a clear way, there's no gray area. Mm-hmm. There's no assumption going on what he or she or you should be doing. So it helps the team prioritize. The other thing is, and I think this is key here, especially when we're talking about the saying yes to something means saying no to something else. If you are able to connect with your people through clarity, it gives the team confidence. Mm,
that's great.
It gives them confidence to say, man, I would really love to help you right here, but unfortunately, I'm working on this, or our objective this week is this, and I need to get that done. And it gives them that confidence behind being able to say no, because it's not easy. Not everybody, most people don't want to say no. There are some people that we have worked with, worked for, led, that they don't have a problem saying no. Right. But most people don't do that, don't have that confidence. And so if you can instill that confidence in them, makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, and in the five levels of leadership, I'm thinking that engagement is so important at level three, production, to generate the results, that momentum that we want in producing results. It's so important to have that clarity, that focus, the priorities. What are we working on? And it's like you said, there's nothing worse than to have lack of confidence in the leader. Well, everything's important, then I don't know what's important. I put that, go back to our example, I put the oar across my lap. I am not rowing. I'm waiting. And that's a bad place. That's the discretionary effort is now on the bottom of the boat. Nobody's using it. And I'm not focused on what I need to be doing. So the more I can increase the focus on what's important, what are the priorities through putting up boundaries? You're allowed to say no to that. If you have somebody gives you trouble, come and see me. This is what we're focused on. Then that's where people will be doing, and that rowing of the boat really, really picks up.
Well, I'll give you a couple of examples, even just personally, what this looks like to be kind of fleshed out in my world. One of the things that Mark Cole, our CEO, and John and myself wanted to do in 2018 was what we're calling a five levels of leadership initiative. And it's really a focus on a different delivery, a different style of impacting and adding value to people, exposing some of John's content to corporations around the world that are not familiar with it. And there are times, I wear a lot of hats inside the organization, and there are times where Mark and I, our CEO, will have conversations, and he'll simply ask me the question, is what you're doing align with our number one initiative this year? No. Then you don't need to take that trip. Then you don't need to have that meeting. Then you don't need to. And so I think as leaders, we have to make sure that we continually ask the right questions of our people.
Yeah.
And those questions need to be around the objectives of that personnel, of the team, of the organization. And we often get into a place, especially, you know, when we want to do what we've always done. And here's the other thing. As you change and initiatives change, you're going to have team members that are still going to rely on you. And you're going to have complete clarity to have confidence to tell people that you have influence with, unfortunately, I can't help you at this time. I've got to go focus on this. And that's not an easy conversation to have with team members, with peers, with people that you have influence with. And so I would challenge you guys, as you continue to lead and to connect with people, to make sure that you're doing it by asking questions to make sure that what they are doing is in line with the boundaries that you have set for them. And if it's very clear and they have confidence behind it, their engagement will be higher than it's ever been.
I totally agree. Well, it's great, great conversation. And I know we're going to wrap this up. Could you summarize and give a couple of just thoughts that people could be thinking about as they look at their teams, look at the engagement level, and where they maybe need a boundary? How would you guide us?
I think you need to start with the end in mind from a thought process. This is something that we try to do a lot of. Is John's a great visionary and has just the ability to see further than all of us. And so he's able to cast that vision and start with kind of the end in mind. From there, we're able to back up and say, okay, what are the steps that we as an organization need to take to get there? What are the steps as a team? What are the steps from a personal growth standpoint? Whatever it is, individually, team, organizationally, you start with the end in mind. What are those steps? And then this is a fun exercise. What is it that we do that could be distracting us from those steps? Now, there's a lot of things. You and I could probably spend an entire podcast talking about things that distract us as leaders and as people and team members on a daily basis. But it's fun to have that conversation because if you call it out and you identify it, as soon as they start happening, you go, oh, there it is. We talked about that. That cannot be a distractor for me, and I got to get back inside my boundary. And then like you talked about, you know, with Dr. Henry Cloud, you know, what are we paying attention to, right, and what are we not paying attention to? And those are a couple of key things that as you're meeting with your team and you're asking those questions, you know, what are the top two or three things that only you can be doing to help the team achieve that objective that helps the organization impact this amount of people? Like, are you having those questions with your team?
Fantastic. Great stuff. Thank you very much, Chris. And just a reminder to you, our listeners, that if you would like to learn more about the five levels of leadership, you can always access episode one in this podcast series. Chris does a spectacular job of walking you through what the five levels are. If you'd like to have a five levels workshop, perhaps at your organization, or leave us a question or a comment, you can go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. We would love to hear from you. And just as always, grateful for you being there. And thank you. And this is from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.